Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Jeannie Sawyer.
Kenny Keegan.
Eric Wilkes.
County staff introductions, please.
Michelle Barrett with Mr. Engelbecker's office.
Rosie Place with Comprehensive Planning.
We're open for public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item, but you will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about any of these items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments for the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and the address, and please spell your last name for the record. And if any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board or council by majority vote. Any comments? No comments. Moving along. Approval of the minutes for January 27th, 2026.
Move to
approve.
Second.
Approve. Approval of the agenda for today, February 24th, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
Move to approve.
Second.
Approve. Any informational items, any announcements upcoming for the county or the community meetings and events?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Again, my name is Michelle Barrett with Commissioner April Becker, her liaison. And I have hot off the presses all the news that's fit to print from our newsletter, so I'll have copies back there if you'd like to grab one. A couple items to note, we have coming up in about 2 weeks, picnic and a play right in Long Mountain, which is just down the street. There'll be a Shakespeare play, we're gonna have food trucks, and we're desserts on us. So come on by, it starts at 6:30 down in Long Mountain Park. Should be a beautiful night. Bring your blanket and a picnic, and like I said, otherwise we'll have a food truck out there, you can do that, and like I said, dessert is on us. The following week, right here in Mountain Crest, we're gonna have Bunny Break, like spring break, bunny break, and it will have games, prizes, egg hunts. I hear a bunny might even be here for pictures, so it'll be a fun one. That'll actually be from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. Okay, so you can swing by and enjoy that. In addition, we have our farmer's market that's here in Mountain Crest every second and Friday of the month. So actually this Friday is the fourth Friday, so it'll be out here. And it has been growing steadily, and so we welcome you to join us. It's from 4 to 8. It is a great time. We've got a lot of great vendors that are here. And last but not least, if you have any issues, remember we have Clark County Fix It. You can go right online, or it's an app on your phone, and you can go ahead, report your challenge or issue that you see, potholes, whatever it might be, and it'll upload into the system. It'll assign you a PIX number, and as that goes through the system, it'll give you updates on that. Is there any questions for me? Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Moving on to planning and zoning. Up first, Hearts Alive Hooves LLC to vacate an abandoned easement of interest of Clark County located between Kyle Canyon Road and Horse Drive and Cardenas Way and Moss Way within upper and lower Kyle Canyon. Come on up. I see that you do have a second one. We'll just
do them together.
No, we'll break them up if you don't mind. Thank you very much.
So, Melissa Urie, EURE, 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210, here on behalf of the applicant. I do have some.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay.
idea of where the site is located at. So you can see it's right there off of Kyle Canyon and Cardenas. Horse is just to the north of the property, and Moss is just to the east. And what we requested is a vacation of patent easements. So we are still dedicating our portion of Cardenas and our portion of Forest, but what we're asking to vacate is right here where there could have potentially been roadways. Those roads will not be going through, so our vacation is to vacate those patent easements that are existing.
Oftentimes, those also afford for drainage. Is that being handled elsewhere?
So the drainage, and we'll kind of get more into it in the next, but okay. Yeah. Okay. It may be better to.
Perfect. Okay.
So is the property to the east, is that private property at all, or is that?
This is BLM on the side.
It's BLM on the side. Where are they currently accessing the property?
The access is off of Cardenas.
Okay.
Yeah. So this will stay here. There's the other property here, and then to the north, there's another property that's already developed, and they have access off of there as well.
Can we see your map photograph? The other one?
Sorry.
I have packets for the video. It's here.
Anybody have any objections?
You've got to open it up to public comment.
Open to public comment.
Open to public comment. My apologies. Any objections?
Okay. I move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Approved. Moving on to the next item. Hearts Alive Cloves LLC use permits for the following: housing for agricultural employees and a stable. Waiver and development standards for the following: 1, increase lot coverage; 2, reduce front setback; 3, increase front fence height; 4, increase retaining wall height; 5, increase fill; 6, reduce parking; and 7, waive all off-site improvements. Design reviews for the following: 1, housing for agricultural employees, 2, stable on 5.09 acres in an RS-80 residential single-family zone, generally located north of Kyle Canyon Road and east of Cardenas Way, with upper and lower Kyle Canyon. Open for? Thank you.
Melissa Urey, EURE, 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210, here on behalf of the applicant. I'm going to try to orient this so everyone can see. Here you can see the site. And so what we have here is, it's going to be a horse rescue. So the code calls it a stable, but this is not a stable that is open for the public to do riding lessons. This is not for people to board their horses. This is strictly for a horse rescue. Okay. And that is Hearts Alive Hooves. It is a part of Hearts Alive Village Rescue. They are currently operating a horse rescue on the property directly to the north on the other side of Horse. So that is an active and open and has been for many years. So this is going to be an extension of what they are doing there. And what you see here is a proposed, we like to call it barn dominium, for lack of a better. And so the bottom floor is all for the stables. So they will have up to 53 stalls, with the smallest being a 12 by 10 and the largest being an 18 by 18. It'll have a wash station in it. It does have an indoor paddock area, and we'll be able to show you that, as well as the outdoor turnouts. And so that main building there will house the stable, and on the second floor will house the agricultural workers. So we'll have four employees. They will each have their own apartment in there. And it will go for anywhere from about 1,100 to 1,400 square feet for each individual apartment. So they will live on the site to help care for the horses. That way there's always someone there even at night as well. And so you can see we have two access points. So the driveway, the main drive will be up of Cardenas up at the front here. We will have, so up at the front here is really the office. That's that front portion facing towards Kyle Canyon. And above that on the mezzanine level will be where the staff lives. The remainder of the of this is really going to be the stalls and the lot, the stalls. And the stalls that all are on the touching the outside wall of the barn will have a turnout attached to it. So they're basically a door. They open up the door, the horse will be able to have a little turnout that's there that they can walk in. And then there is the primary portion of it, which is another paddock kind of turnout area, arena that they can use when they are exercising the horses or working with them.
Okay.
And then there's also going to be two outdoor paddock turnout areas.
Okay.
One at the back of the building and one up towards the front closer to Kyle Canyon.
Okay.
So when the weather's permitting, they can be outside. When the weather's not permitting, they still have an indoor area with which to work with the horses.
No, I'm looking at the plans and I see that the peak height of the structure is supposed to be, am I reading correctly, 37 feet?
No, it should be 35.
35?
35.
And our current standard is it 24 feet?
35.
35.
35 is our standard?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And you had said it would be four apartments?
Four apartments.
Now I'm going to... For, like, I would, are we looking at four one-bedroom apartments for...
Yep. If you look at, oh, you actually did that. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I didn't see that.
No, that's okay. If you go to it, you can see that there's only one that's a two-bedroom, and the rest are all a single-bedroom apartment. They all share a communal space, so they go upstairs to that mezzanine level. They all share kind of a common area between them. And then they all have their entrances right off of that common area. So there is no external exit or entrance into those apartments. It's all internal.
Okay.
So I want to ask too, do they have any plans to try and get this zone commercial?
No. Nope. That's why we don't have any zone changes in front of you today.
My other question, just for clarification, is this part of For the Love of Horses?
Yes.
Okay.
And so the horses that come here, one, it's not the wild horses. They don't take wild horses. It's all veterinarian recommended animals. So they are recommended because of physical issues, maybe a temperamental or behavioral issue that needs to be addressed. And in cases, it could be something like an owner's passed away or has come into some sort of difficulty they can no longer care for. But it does have to be a veterinarian recommendation that brings the animal into the stable.
Okay.
They then vet the horse and they bring it in. For those that they are able to, they will try to rehabilitate. So part of this this front area, they're going to have things like hydrotherapy machines. So they're going to really work to rehab the horses both physically, mentally, and for those that can be adopted out, they look very closely to scrutinize and find someone to adopt out. If that's not possible, the horse will live out the remainder of its life with them.
Okay, so with that said, help me understand just so I can differentiate. For the love of horses, they don't require a veterinarian referral, correct?
They do. They do.
Do they always follow that?
I think after the referral comes in, they then go and see the animal themselves and determine if they can be brought in. So I think a lot of that has to do with, again, it's a referral, but the referral isn't necessarily just, there could be, like I said, an issue with the owner that they've passed and there isn't someone able to take it, and the veterinarian says, you know what, I have this horse that I'd like to refer that you bring in.
So. Okay.
So are they working hand-in-hand with Lean as well?
I don't know that they do. I'm sure they have some referrals probably that come through because Lean is more of a foster.
They're on property too, correct?
lien.
Uh-huh.
I think, I don't know that they're on, they're sharing property with Harsel Life Hubs. Yeah, I don't know that they're sharing the property. I wouldn't be surprised if they did work together, but I do know that lien works through a foster system. They don't have a dedicated space.
Right.
So I don't believe they're on there, but I would imagine that when they don't have someone to take it, they're trying to refer to see if they can't get a referral this direction.
So you said 53 stalls. Is that their goal is to?
That's the maximum number of stalls that will be in the space. Code would allow up to 55, but we've got 53 in there.
Okay.
And a lot of that is to make sure that they're having enough space for each animal in their stall.
Absolutely. Thank you for that clarification. Going through the waivers.
Yes.
There are a couple here that create a little bit of further research or
explanation
for the waivers of development standards 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the downslopes, alternative series for 3-foot high tiered retaining walls.
So towards the back, and this will help too, towards the back of your
packets,
there's a grading. Your cross section is the one in the blue shading. And so what it is that we have about an 11-foot drop from the road going to, if you look on where the darkest blue is, and that's part of the natural drainage that's occurring on the site right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have quite a bit of fill in that retaining wall to level out the site for the building as well as for the horses, because when they're in the turnouts, those they need to have a fairly level ground as well. So it causes us to need to raise that up. It's also for drainage. So kind of the point you were asking about before, bringing up is so that we have that drainage away from the building, away from the turnouts. We definitely don't want it going in. So part of that natural topography there happens to be quite a steep slope down from the street. So what we're doing is it's the portion that's closest to the BLM land, so you can see the line where the darkest is. So we're going within the 3 feet to the property line, we've only got like a normal retaining. It's once you're about 20 feet in that we start getting those really massive fill. But what we're doing is, the very last photo you have, which I think is what you guys were looking at, is we're putting in rockery walls. And so the stone can be color matched to the terrain. So this is fairly golden looking, but you know, if it's a more brown color, it can go more of a tan brown sandstone color to make sure that it's blending in better. We do understand that, yes, that's a fairly
so large wall. I'm curious how that's going to affect the rest of the flow of the water. Where does it go? Are they putting in some kind of drainage pipes underneath, or so it can flow naturally out, or where does it go?
I'm
going to
be looking at
this. It's
got to
go somewhere.
My name is Jesse Patchett, Patchett, 2685 South Rainbow, Suite 212B. I'm the civil engineer supporting Melissa and Harsel Life on this project.
Mm-hmm. So to answer your drainage question, we're not taking anything underground. Everything currently is all sheet flow, natural sheet flow. We're essentially taking some water in Cardenas, along Cardenas, and routing it along Horse, so then it's ultimately heading east, which is the natural drain pattern. And then the runoff that does land in the parking lot, we're taking around and carrying it in that service drive aisle, and all water off-site and on-site ends up at the northeast corner. We're working with Clark County Public Works through the technical drainage study process right now to get their approval for this.
Okay, so we're still in that process.
Correct.
Okay. The only other waiver that's been requested that will likely need further explanation study would be the waiver of development standards for number 7. We really can't support the request to not install full off-site improvements. That's
So part of that was, one, understanding that the area is a bit more rural neighborhood, and not wanting to put in the streetlights and all in the curb and sidewalk and gutter, and in part to keep it in line with what's in the area, but they do want to pave. There's a BLM easement over the center of Cardenas and over the center of Horse. So we would come in and pave that BLM easement, so it allows us to pave on, kind of through the center of what is currently the roads, giving in both directions a paved road along the site, but not putting in the curb, sidewalk, and gutter, because at this point, it's really not going anywhere, to be fair.
Like, understood.
And not putting in some of the streetlights. We don't want this to be or feel or look commercial. That's not the intent here. We want it to blend in with the rest of the neighborhood. Understanding that, yes, you have the barn there, but that's just, you know, to be able to make sure that we can house all those animals and give them that indoor space that's so needed.
Okay.
But yeah, that's really the reason for waiving that, is to really blend in so the neighborhood. We don't want a commercial look and feel to this. We really want to keep it more residential in the way that it appears. And not having streetlights, which for some people could be problematic. I know a lot of people like the dark skies, and the streetlights are not going to necessarily help in that direction. So
then, coming from that too, the lighting around the building itself, because I don't see a lighting plan or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be downlights?
It's going to be downlights. It's going to be very minimal too. Just enough to basically so that people, the staff, can see around as they need to get down. But it is going to be shielded, and it is going to be down. It's not, you know, 50 foot. It's not the top. It's kept, you know, under that 20 feet. I think it's under actually 18 feet for code, to make sure that we're not interrupting.
Perfect. Thank you. I do have one more question for you. The request for reduced parking, what are you supposed to be providing?
So it actually requires 22 spaces on there, and we're asking for basically about half of that. And again, part of this is because the code, when it looks at the parking calculation, is taking it from a commercial stable where people are bringing their animals and having them cared for there, or they're coming in for riding lessons, and that's not our point. And this is appointment only, so the public can't just walk in and say, I'd like to go see a horse. They only allow visitors by appointment. And so we did, you know, we would love to go on even lower, to be honest, but we're understanding that, you know, we'd like to meet halfway with what code requires. And so we're providing that. It allows one permanent space for each resident, so they each have their own space with plenty of space that if someone, the veterinarian's coming in, or you know, a therapist to work with the animals, or if someone is bringing the horse or coming to see a horse, there is still room for them to park as well. So again, trying to avoid and eliminate as much of that commercial feel.
Okay. So with that, what is there anything in particular you would like to use that land space for if it's not for parking?
You know, what we did is we minimized the amount of parking that's on the site and kept what there is just up against the front of the building.
Okay.
And that way, the rest of it allows us to keep that paddock in the front larger, so we're not having to push the parking onto that side, because that's really where it would naturally go, is across the drive aisle there, which then takes us 20 feet in that way. And then, of course, then you want to give some space. You don't want the paddock right up to the parking. So it allowed us to keep that paddock a lot larger in that front area.
Is there trailer parking on the property too?
No. So the trailer would be able to, again, we've got plenty of parking there, so a trailer could park in one of the, so for a horse trailer, someone can pull in. Mm-hmm. And they have now, because again, we won't have parking on the side, they could even park temporarily there if they need to load or unload.
That was my question, was the trailer storage. So you thought that?
Yeah. But no story.
I guess I would love to see that additional parking personally, because that affords people an opportunity to come and experience that property and see what's really going on and taking place. So without having any kind of parking, you don't even have an opportunity for additional support from the public.
And I understand and appreciate. They just, like I said, it's by appointment only, so it's not open like some of the smaller animal shelters are, so people can't just walk in. So it's only by appointment do they allow people on site.
Understood. Okay. Thank you. Any questions or comments from public? Okay.
I move to approve.
Second.
Approve, move forward. General business for today? None. This next time is comments from the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board and council's jurisdictions are held at this time. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, please clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wants to lengthen the or extend the length of your presentation, it will be done by the chairperson or a majority vote. Anybody open for comment? Okay, in that case, next meeting will be held April 28th, 2026, 5:30 p.m. Meeting is adjourned.